Welcome back, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio. Well, we had a little chat yesterday with John Sandbachen about the sunflower harvest nationally and the good prices and the respectable yields and the weather that's got everybody focused on corn. So we're plugging along here in the sunflower harvest, doing okay across parts of South Dakota, I think. But we better check in. Newseed's Darris Comfey joins us now. Darris, how are you today?
Doing well, Mick. Thank you.
You? Well, okay. We're getting harvest-stopping rain in the eastern Dakotas and much of Minnesota. So you, but you kind of missed out on a little of that, I hear.
Well, we got a little, but it seems like we're kind of on the west side of the line there that you talked about. And we'll have some more conducive weather going forward, I think. So.
Yeah.
But, as you mentioned, a lot of the growers down here in this area seem to be working on a lot of the corn. Obviously started out with the bean acres, but transitioned into the corn. And there has been some sunflowers cut in some geographies, but where there's large corn acres, they seem to be focusing on that. And the sunflowers, they'll just have to wait.
Well, and this is kind of an annual thing, right? I mean, soybeans, corn, then flowers. That's just the way the mold is cast, right?
Yep. No, absolutely. So, like I said, hopefully we'll have a little bit more conducive weather going forward. But, the acres, the planted acres, the harvested acres, what we're hearing is they're down a little bit over last year. But, in the Dakotas, down roughly 20%, mainly due to some of the commodity prices in the early spring, but and some rotational restrictions. But USDA reported that Nebraska, Colorado, a few states down in there actually had some acre increases. So waiting to hear how things go down there. But the NSA reporting that basically in the Dakotas, about 40% of the sunflowers have been harvested. I would say down here, central in the north part of South Dakota, is probably a little more than that of the crop still left out there, just kind of in that region. But, more crops standing than has actually been harvested. So, but I'm sure we'll get those yield reports in the near future as those crops come off. But all in all, they look pretty good through that area, too. So,
yeah. Darris, as John Sandbachen mentioned yesterday, he thought, well, maybe USDA's numbers were a little bit behind. So, more than half, though, still to go. Yet the conditions have been pretty favorable. I mean, we had a tough, droughty summer, yet sunflowers do well in a drought year. And then we got some rain towards the end of the growing season. So did that benefit the sunflowers as much as the soybeans and the corn?
You know, having the late season rain did seem to help with fill. Also tends to help with some of the oil content. And then, you know, following that, we did have the, you know, decent weather for the harvest that has happened. And they're saying, you know, we're ahead of the 5-year average still. So, you know, not a lot of flowers coming off yet, but, you know, still a lot to come off. But we are not, you know, behind, so to speak. We're still ahead of the 5-year average, so
good news.
Yeah,
and as you mentioned,
finally had some freezing weather as well. That's helped out,
right? We got rid of lingering green and also any bugs out there. Were insects an issue this year with the sunflower crop?
You know, early on we had a fair amount of grasshopper pressure. And typically, you know, just in general, on the drier drought years, you do tend to see more insects in really all crops. But we did also, even in the canola as well, and the growers, they were ready to contend with those as well. So, but pretty normal year, I guess I would say, overall when it came to the insects during their reproductive timing and things like that. So. Weevils are just kind of a given, I guess, in sunflowers anymore. And with the prices the way they were, the economic thresholds were lower for a lot of the insects accounts. So in most cases, you know, growers planned or behaved accordingly to contend with them. But yeah, we did have some insect pressure as well.
Yeah, well, weevils, blackbirds, and baseball players, they love chewing on sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
All right. But, my next question involves the prices. I mean, my goodness gracious. Processors coming out with contracts in August. They want sunflower acres next year.
They did. And, you know, we've had a good run. And from a market standpoint, we've had a strong price now for quite some time. And in the last couple of weeks, both the October contracts adding like 20 to 35 cents and the November contracts as much as 90 cents. So it has been good. And as you mentioned, especially some good things happening for the 2022 planning purposes as well. And we've talked to a lot of growers about sunflowers that maybe typically don't plant them. They've planted them maybe in the past, but it's not a normal part of their rotation or not typical part of their rotation. And some guys expressing some interest as well. And the same could be said for canola up in North Dakota. So we're pretty excited. The last NSA report showing the largest percent of the acres rated as fair. And I would say that's pretty true. In our travels, there's just such a variance this year. But there is that got the rain. You know, we've seen some phenomenal sunflower yields and good prices. And there's some areas where the yields are maybe a little bit subpar, but as we just mentioned, still a good price. So hopefully the growers have success.
For sure. All right. Tell us a little bit about some of the varieties that I know this varies from region to region, but were there some varieties that were really stellar performers with new seed?
You know, it was a year where we had, kind of the delayed cold weather. So some of our longer season hybrids, like our N4H 521 and 470, our Clearfield Plus type product, they're just had really good quality based on the year that we had and our fuller season products, and just had ample opportunity to do what they need to do to, raise the, not only yield, but the quality is there as well from a Ohio Lake standpoint. And even the test weights, a lot of heavy flowers this year. So, the fall really worked out in our favor, as we mentioned earlier in the call, with some of those late rains and the delayed frost did a lot for the quality of the sunflower crop this year.
Yeah, well, that is maybe making it a little more enticing to take a look at some grown sunflowers next year. Is the fertilizer shortage and price issue a benefit to thinking about more sunflower acres on a farm next year?
Without a doubt, and we've had a lot of conversations on that. I sure like to see them fertilized. We've seen a lot of benefits to the fertilizer, but as the growers, may know or understand, that's why they're asking is to, maybe look at it as an option, as we know that sunflowers do well on a limited or maybe in some cases even a no fertilizer situation, depending on, geography and previous year's crops. And there's a lot of different variables that go into that, but that lately that has been a very real conversation. So yeah, I'm not in the fertilizer world, but we do get that end of the conversation thrown at us.
Yeah, well, it's an agronomic discussion now from the point of, hey, what seed, what crop, obviously how do we grow this crop? And then it's all about yield and margin and profitability and, ROI and all, just so many things go into it. So let's have a conversation. How do they get a hold of you at New Seed there, Darris?
Yeah, they can check out on our website. Our contact info is all listed on there at newseed.com. Jump on and check it out. We have a place where you can learn about our products, especially sunflower and canola. And you can even find a distributor on there or a retailer that's nearest you. And otherwise, they can give me a call on my cell at 605-280-1362. Love to hear from you.
I know we've got a soggy day today, so it might be a good day to give you a call, but we've got some great combining weather coming here in days and weeks to come. So the more than half of the sunflowers that are still out there, we wish everybody a safe completion to the harvest. So Darris Kempe, who is a New Seed South Dakota guy, give him a call. Thank you, Darris, for the visit.
Yes, thank you, Mick.
Talk to you again one day soon.